Okay, I'm not letting anybody get away with anything now. Five questions and a comment. Right, choir, what's a Pharisee? Anybody know what a Pharisee is? It's not just children I want, everybody. Ah, can you say that loudly into the microphone?
Right.
Yeah, I'll do.
A teacher of the law.
A teacher of the law, that'll do. Well, that's a good start. Anybody else know what a Pharisee is?
The religious elite.
One of the religious elite, yes. Anybody else? It's all right, you're off the hook once I finish this question. yes, Pharisee. Come on, somebody be rude about a Pharisee for me. Oh, here we go. Yeah, let's have that, come on.
A bigot,
yes, okay, that'll do. Great start. Thank you, choir. It's now your turn now. But a Pharisee is a strict adherent of religious law. You know the sort of person, don't you? If you trip up with one word when you're doing the Book of Common Prayer communion service, or you substitute one word, then somebody might well tell you off. Could be much worse than that, of course. Okay, what was it? What was it that made the Pharisees so annoyed with Jesus and his disciples then? Let's have a hand from somewhere. Oh, here we go. Let's have this wise man over here. Here we are, Simon.
I'm putting my reputation on the line. He was doing work when it was forbidden on the Sabbath by picking grain.
Well, actually, what it says is you should give your servants the day off on the Sabbath day in the Old Testament. But we'll come to that. That's very good. They were annoyed because work on the Sabbath day appears to be forbidden in the Ten Commandments. And that is a bit of a problem. But was it real work? Was it they were walking through the fields? No, let's see. So what was it, real work? You seem to have a question, an answer.
No, it wasn't real work. They were hungry, so they were just picking themselves some food.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, they were. I mean, it was like sort of, you know, you're walking to somewhere, and okay, there might be food there when you get there, but actually they were hungry on the way. And what's more, in the Old Testament, there is provision for hungry people to walk along the edges of the field. So long as you don't take the main crop, you know, you could actually glean from along the edge of the field. Read the Book of Ruth and you'll see that she was doing that, yeah?
But you're not allowed to prepare any food after the Sabbath. You're not supposed to use a toaster or cook anything or heat food.
Or heat food, yes. There's a difference between work and just having a snack as you go. Yes, quite so. Yeah, it's about strictness, isn't it? So it didn't occur to the Pharisees that the disciples had the legal right to the corn. They weren't bothered that the hungry had a right to be fed. Obeying the rules was more important to them than caring for people. That's Jesus' point. Right, question four. We're nearly at the end. My goodness, you get some time off at the end. So, Jesus mentioned an outrageous act carried out by one of his ancestors that broke the rules. Who was it and what did he do? Who was it?
David.
It was David, and what did he do?
And he broke into the temple when he wasn't supposed to and ate the bread that only the priests were entitled to.
Yep, that is. It's blessed bread. It wasn't the body of Christ, so don't worry about them being blasphemous. But it was bread that was left on the altar as a kind of sign of God's generosity, really. And it was then the priests used to eat it afterwards. So King David's soldiers were starving, and in the temple there were loaves of bread laid out on the altar like a harvest loaf at harvest festival, and they went in and ate that. Now, although the rules are there for a good reason, and I don't want to take away from that at all, if you've got a better reason than the rules, a better reason that trumps the rules, then the rules have to be put in their place. The most basic rule is that we, well, you know what the basic rule is, don't you? We have to love one another and take care of one another's needs. So, can anyone think of another occasion when Jesus broke the rules because he cared about somebody? The clue is towards the end of the gospel.
Truthful talent, he made it better.
He made it better, yes. He actually healed somebody who needed healing on the Sabbath day. So that puts the Sabbath day in its correct place, doesn't it? Jesus broke the rules. He healed a man in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. On another occasion, some friends even broke into a house through the roof to get a sick person to Jesus. That was also breaking a law, because you're not supposed to break into other people's houses. but it was the caring for the person that was uppermost in people's mind. That's the five questions, the comment. Long ago, when the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt, all their time belonged to their boss. They had to work all the days God sent. But they believed that even God had a day off when he finished creating the universe. And now they were free. And to celebrate that freedom, God gave them a day off. A day free from work. A day for worship and for family and for recreation. So, here, all these years later, we are a family and we are at worship. I think we need to give God and Jesus a big round of applause for giving us this freedom. So let's do that. Okay, Jesus said the Sabbath was made not for man. It doesn't say that in the Greek, it says people. The Sabbath was made for people. Not the people for the Sabbath. Therefore, we humans are in charge of the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not in charge of us. That's revolutionary enough for one morning.